Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a historic move, the Gujarat Legislative Assembly has passed the Uniform Civil Code Bill, making it the second Indian state after Uttarakhand to legislate a Uniform Civil Code, marking a significant step towards achieving the constitutional goal of a Uniform Civil Code throughout the country. What makes this significant is that Article 44 of the Indian Constitution, placed under Part 4, Directive Principles of State Policy, states that the state shall endeavour to secure for the citizens a uniform civil code throughout the territory of India. While Directive Principles of State Policy are not justiciable, meaning they cannot be enforced by courts, the Supreme Court has repeatedly urged Parliament to take steps towards a uniform civil code. Building on this, it is worth noting that the Supreme Court has played a crucial role in pushing for a uniform civil code through various judgments. First, the Shah Bano case in 1985, where the Supreme Court upheld a Muslim divorced woman's right to maintenance under the Criminal Procedure Code, Section 125. Then, in the Sarla Mudgal case in 1995, the Supreme Court urged Parliament to frame a uniform civil code. More recently, in the Jose Paulo Coutinho case in 2019, the Supreme Court praised the Civil Code of Goa, which has been in operation since 1961. Now, let us examine the key provisions of the Gujarat Uniform Civil Code Bill. Regarding marriage and divorce, the bill mandates the registration of all marriages within 60 days of solemnization, with a penalty of a fine up to 10,000 rupees for non-registration. The bill also provides for uniform divorce grounds applicable to all communities, replacing community-specific personal laws. The minimum marriage age remains as per existing law, which is 21 for men and 18 for women. Crucially, the bill also addresses live-in relationships, requiring them to be registered with the designated authority, providing legal recognition and certain property and maintenance rights to partners. This aims to protect women in long-term cohabitation arrangements. Additionally, the bill ensures equal inheritance rights for daughters and sons across all communities, overriding community-specific succession laws. It is worth pausing here to note that the Gujarat Uniform Civil Code Bill has some similarities with the Uniform Civil Code of Uttarakhand, which was the first state to pass such a bill in February 2024. Effective from 27 January 2025. However, there are also some differences. For instance, the Goa model, which has been in operation since 1961, has a uniform marriage registration for all communities, a community of property regime, and equal inheritance rights for sons and daughters. But why does this matter? The Uniform Civil Code has been a topic of debate for many years, with arguments for and against it. On one hand, proponents argue that it promotes national integration, removes community-based legal disparities, and ensures equal rights for women across communities. On the other hand, opponents argue that it may suppress minority traditions, conflict with religious freedom, and pose federalism concerns. Now, let us turn to the significance of this development for UPSC preparation. This topic is relevant for prelims, where you need to know about Article 44, Directive Principles of State Policy, and the distinction between fundamental rights and directive principles. It is also relevant for mains, where you need to discuss the implications of a uniform civil code on social empowerment, the role of women in society, and the features and amendments of the Indian Constitution. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? Remember this number, Article 44, which is a key provision in the Directive Principles of State Policy. Note this carefully, the distinction between fundamental rights and directive principles, as well as the significance of the Uniform Civil Code for gender justice and minority rights. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Uniform Civil Code is based on Article 44 of the Indian Constitution, which directs the state to secure a uniform civil code throughout India. Gujarat is the second state to pass a uniform civil code bill after Uttarakhand. Goa is the only state with an existing uniform civil code, which has been in operation since 1961. Personal laws are listed on the concurrent list, Entry 5, Schedule 7. The key cases to remember are the Shah Bano case, the Salah Mudgal case, and the Jose Paulo Coutinho case. The 21st Law Commission stated that a uniform civil code is neither necessary nor desirable at this stage, while the 22nd Law Commission invited public views on the uniform civil code. B.R. Ambedkar, in the Constituent Assembly, supported the uniform civil code but said it should be voluntary initially. Now, with this background in place, let us look at the broader significance of this development. The passage of the Uniform Civil Code Bill in Gujarat marks a significant step towards achieving the constitutional goal of a uniform civil code throughout the country, and it has important implications for national integration, gender justice, and the role of the judiciary in shaping the country's legal framework. The Uniform Civil Code is a crucial aspect of the Indian Constitution, and its implementation will have far-reaching consequences for the country's social and legal landscape.